Welcome, everybody. Here's some physical comedy for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to Tapes and Scows. I'm Tim.
I am Max.
Max, you are just a darling, can I say?
I don't know about that.
A darling. I just... The things I would do to you if people weren't listening right now.
Your darling Clementine?
You are my Clementine.
It's a fine fruit.
It's a very good fruit.
Yeah. It's easy to eat, easy to peel. It's delicious. Vitamin C.
Yes, I'm sure you're delicious on the inside.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Please don't peel me.
I probably won't.
Good. I don't want to be like Frank and Hellraiser, just walking around with no skin.
I mean, he aired out. He aired out pretty good. He was hellbound, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
So, everybody, thank you for checking out this podcast, all the new people, all the people in Germany. Germany love us.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but hello, Germany.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag for days.
Yeah.
Canada, step it up. I don't know what you're doing, Canada. It's not enough.
You try so hard for that country.
I just love that country.
You do. And they don't pay it back.
No, but they're very polite when they don't pay it back. They're like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. So that's what we do. And they're like, no, I'd rather not. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's good. So Max, would you like to go first? Would you like me to go first? If I go first, this won't end badly.
Okay, then you go first.
All right, then.
This is for you, Germany. We don't want it to end badly.
Germany, I'm going to tell you about a movie you need to watch because we're starting it with a good one.
Whoa.
Gangster Number One.
Oh, this sounds like a Tim movie.
It does. First of all, any movie with a number in the title bothers me off the bat. So I'm already like, what is this crap?
Yep.
This is from the year 2000. In the year 2000.
Conan.
Yes, I love Conan. I watched this in July, at the end of July, on the 27th of last year, because we're still in last year, people. Come on.
Yeah.
Grow up. Of course we are. We watch a lot of movies.
Yep.
I don't know why I told you to grow up. That's weird. This is the IMDb Minutes.
What if they don't grow up?
That'd be cool. And take me to Neverland, and I'd fight Captain Hook, and there's a crocodile, and Rufio, and I'd party with Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio, he know how to party, you know what I'm saying?
Rufio.
Raise the Rufio.
Yeah.
So, IMDb Minutes, 1 hour, 43 minutes. Your genre, crime, drama, thriller, directed by Paul
McGiggin.
Abel McGiggin. Starring Malcolm McDowell, David Thewlis, and Paul Bettany.
I like all of those people.
All of those people kill it in this movie.
That's excellent.
This movie, your summary. This movie chronicles the rise and fall of a prominent and particularly ruthless English gangster.
Whoa.
So, my bullet points. Paul Bettany steals this movie as the young version of Malcolm McDowell. So
but
they
not
go,
the young version of The Vision?
That's right.
Huh.
And they go back and forth between the two. Eddie Marson plays a low-level goon slash wuss and is also fantastic. I had to mention him specifically. I love him on Ray Donovan. He plays the brother with the Parkinson, I believe it is.
Okay.
And he just shows up in movies. He's in World's End. Yep. He's one of the friends. So good. And he is like really a scuzzy character in this, but like he's not good at being a scuzzy character. It's kind of fun.
That's awesome.
This movie makes gangsters look terrifying. Some violent scenes are really hard to watch. And I love me my violence.
Sure.
This does not make gangsters look cool, just scary. And I like that about this movie because I think we fantasized about being, you know, your Ray Liotta's and your De Niro's and your Pesci. Maybe not Pesci. He gets stabbed in the back of the head a lot.
He does.
But, you know.
Well, we definitely, in the American, like, crime movie, I mean, you look at some of the best movies, quote-unquote best movies of all time, The Godfather's usually mentioned, and it's a crime movie, and it's a good crime movie, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's quite at a level of some other movies that it's put up in the upper echelon with personally. You can fight me on that if you want.
I think it's interchangeable with a lot of really good movies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good, I think we all kind of know the top movies, and it's just your preference at that point.
Well, yeah, and I think we fetishize that American crime a little bit too much, where it's just, this isn't super glamorous work. This is pretty fucked up, actually.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, I did look up 12 Angry Men on IMDb. It is the fifth highest movie.
As it should be.
It's very, there's a couple other movies that have 8.9s. So by being a number movie, it got number five.
Nice.
So this movie is terrifying. It really makes you scared of gangsters. It really shows you how ugly and dark that world can be.
Awesome.
It has its moments of cool little parts and partying and the women and the booze. And then it also has the parts where you're dying alone, pissing yourself.
Sure.
Paul Bettany is so good in this movie. I was blown away. Because I don't know a ton of his movies outside of like your Marvel stuff.
Sure.
Plays the Vision. He is so good.
He is.
He scares the crap out of me now. That's I don't awesome. Know that I'd ever want to meet him.
It's cool. And that's part of the reason why I keep saying I want to distance myself from a lot of these Marvel movies. They just keep making such great decisions with directors, with casting. Yep. Everyone's just like, damn it. These are like phenomenal actors and phenomenal directors. And I just keep being like, you don't watch it. But yeah, he's no exception. He is fantastic.
He's very good. So, and if you're ever like, why does Paul Bettany cast as the Vision? Watch something like this. Because, oh my goodness. He upstages Malcolm McDowell. That's how I should put this. You know? And Malcolm McDowell is pretty good. He's kind of more dour because he's the old version of the Paul Bettany character, like reminiscing, and you flash back and forth between him. And he's still kind of terrifying, but like he's way more somber. Paul Bettany is terrifying.
Nothing somber about him.
Absolutely not. So IMDb, your score is 6.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, critically 71%.
Okay.
Audience score 77%, but my score, the only score that matters, I gave this an 8.5.
That's high.
Out of 10.
That's high.
It's high for me.
No, it's very high for you.
I loved this movie, and it was a pleasant surprise because I just randomly picked a thing with those names in it.
Nice. That's way cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it right in line with gangster movies.
Ooh, good.
And we're going to talk about Rocco's Modern Life.
Yes, my favorite gangster of all time, Rocco, when he hits people with the slapjack over the head and the turtles are all like, where's my money, bitch?
That's right. Absolutely.
I forget the turtle's name. Sheldon?
Filbert.
Who's Sheldon? That's something else.
I don't know.
Oh, he's on the Big Bang Theory.
Is that who you're talking about? He's not a turtle.
No,
at all.
It just sounds like a turtle name.
It does.
There has to be a turtle name. Sheldon. There has to be a turtle. Whatever. Fight me.
So this is the Netflix movie Rocco's Modern Life, Static Cling. It came out in 2019. It is a very short 45-minute runtime. Mm. So barely a movie, you could argue, but
sure.
I say too bad. And I watched this in August, I assume.
That sounds like a thing you'd do in August.
Yeah, the genre is animation and comedy. It was directed by Joe Murray, who created Rocco's Modern Life, as well as Cosmo Surgeon. Sorry, Cosmo. And it's got your Tom Kenny. It's got all of your voice talent from the original Rocco's Modern Life. You like him for Mr. Show, probably, right?
I love Mr. Show.
Mm-hmm.
When I reviewed J-Rod, I forced him to watch a bunch of Mr. Show before.
Is that true?
That is true.
Wow. He actually did it, huh?
Yeah, he had no choice. Yeah, no choice at all.
I mean, you can't force somebody to watch Mr. Show. You recommend it aggressively, and then they watch it, and there's no more force involved because it's phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, he randomly picked an episode. It was the one with the mustard mayonnaise or whatever, where you mix the mustard and the mayonnaise together. It's fantastic.
That's so good. I still haven't watched with Bob and David.
It's good.
Not as good as Mr. Show.
It can't be.
But it's fair.
Yeah.
The summary of this film is, after being in space for 20 years, Rocco, Heffer, and Filbert attempt to adjust to modern life in the 21st century. However, when Rocco learns that his favorite 90s cartoon isn't on the air anymore, he adventures to find the creator.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's so smart. This movie, and this goes into my thoughts of the movie, this movie is so smart. Like, unbelievable what I'm saying about Rocco's Modern Life, a cartoon where a chair chased people around and it, like, aggressively tried to get people to sit in it.
Yep.
Like, this is nonsense, largely. That's why I like it, because it's nonsense. But this is so smart about our looking back at things too nostalgically.
Yep. Rose-colored glasses.
Our inability to change as a society. It is so smart. I was stunned. I cannot fucking believe how smart and well thought out this movie is. Like, the themes are terrific. It is so good. I was honestly flabbergasted. When I got done, I was like, that was so fucking thoughtfully handled. I cannot believe it. And it still had all of the Rocco's Modern Life bullshit in it, like, nodding at you, being like, you remember this? It did all those things, but the way it kind of spun the story, it didn't feel like they were just doing it to cash in on that nostalgia factor. Like, they were making fun of the nostalgia factor.
That's pretty cool.
Really, really smart and really worth 45 minutes of anyone's life out there listening. It's so good.
There you go.
IMDb gave this a 7 out of 10.
That's good.
For IMDb, yeah. Rotten Tomatoes critical, 23 critics, 91%.
Wow.
Audience score, 275 people, ranked at 67%.
Hmm.
I fare a little higher towards the critical rating, and my rating, as you said, the only one that matters, is also an 8.5 out of 10.
Ooh, yes.
So we're starting off real strong here.
That's really cool. I almost watched this movie, but I picked up the entire old series. It was like $20 on DVD or something.
Nice.
At Walmart. Sorry, I shopped at Walmart. Sorry, it was at Walmart. But
you fucking American.
Yeah, man.
God damn it.
But they had my bullets there, too.
That's right.
And my smokes.
No, they don't do the bullets anymore. That's their shtick now.
You got to ask nicely.
Oh, is that the deal?
I got to stop doing like that accent.
That's the Jack Palance's Beans voice.
Jack Palance's Beans. Joe Livingstone.
What made me so happy about that Jack Palance's Beans was how many extra syllables you managed to slam into the word supermarket.
Supermarket.
You even got a full syllable out of the letter T.
Supermarket.
You really forced on that T hard. It was
God,
great.
Man. And I didn't know. We were riffing, man. I had no thoughts in my brain.
That's the thing going into this. Everybody has to understand. We drink and we don't
do
think.
We do drink.
So this is all us up in here.
Well, since we're all up in here, let's bring you down a couple notches, because this 8.5 nonsense can't last.
Shit.
Not when I watched 1990's epic masterpiece, Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Navy SEALs. Let me just say, man, that movie suffers so much from Clerks. But it's not a great movie, so let's talk about it. This was watched in July, again, late July, 1 hour, 53 minutes is your IMDb minutes. The genre, action-adventure thriller, sure.
That's what it says on the internet.
Starring Charles Sheen, Michael Biehn, Joanne Whalley, I believe it is, that she was Val Kilmer's wife at the time.
Okay.
And Bill Paxton, amongst a bunch of other people. There's good people in this.
There are good people.
There are good people. Somehow. In this piece of crap. You know why? Because they were in good movies with these people, and they all brought them back in.
Such a shame.
A battle-hardened SEAL team sets off on a mission to destroy a shipment of U.S.-built Stinger missiles that have fallen into terrorist hands. Oh, no.
Did you say shipment?
I said shipment. Shit-ment. Ship-ment.
That's exactly how you feel about this movie.
There's a bunch of missiles.
It's a shipment.
It's a shipment. This movie, my bullet point, silly as shit at times and gruesome, like actual war at others. It's not consistent at all with that. I love this movie as a kid. That's my confession.
Okay.
So before Clerks oh, made fun of it and destroyed it for me, I actually like this movie because I love Michael Biehn so much.
Mm-hmm.
I love Michael Biehn.
Mm-hmm.
When I met Michael Biehn, what do you think was the one thing I said to Michael Biehn?
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
No, I said, hey man, fuck yeah, Tombstone.
Mm,
and he was like,
choice.
No one talks to me about Tombstone. Stone, you know,
that's great.
And then he went about his business.
He didn't say, come with me if you want to live.
No, he did not. I actually saw, he was leaving a con early. He was supposed to be there longer. For whatever reason, he had to leave, but I actually passed him in the parking lot.
Wow.
I was just like, hey, Michael Biehn, Tombstone. Fucking awesome. And it's the dumb little things. He was probably like, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It was at some shithole in Allentown. It wasn't cool. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, Michael Biehn, you were there. Anyways, Michael Biehn is great. This movie is not. The actors like Bill Paxton and Dennis Haysbert are good in the background.
Okay.
Pedro Serrano, the president from 24, he's good in the background. It feels like a mashup of Friends playing war.
Sure.
If you remember, what was the goofy Seth Rogen movie with the at World's End or whatever? The End of the World,
yep.
Where they make fun of the Navy SEALs scene. Navy SEALs gets made fun of in all these movies, but they make fun of the golf scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, aware of the golf scene going into it. The golf scene is unwatchable.
Mm.
It is really bad, really cheesy.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen's character is not likable at all, and he's kind of supposed to be. Everything he does is awful and gets someone killed.
That sounds like Charlie
Sheen.
Non-stop.
Bill Paxton didn't even realize he was in the movie for the longest time. He had the weirdest mustache ever. He plays a sniper who has a really cool rifle that like shoots through walls, but this is not great. This is the 90s trying to be the 80s after the 80s are already gave up.
Yep.
So, IMDb. What would you think IMDb would score this?
I'd give it a 4.8.
You're not far off. It's a 5.6.
Shit.
Yep. Now, that being said, Rotten Tomatoes, what do you think the critics said?
31%.
19%.
I was going to say 24, and I was like, that's too much just because of the 24 joke.
Sure. The audience gave it 42%.
Okay.
I give it a 4.5.
Okay.
It's not good. It has some really cool moments, but it's not worth sitting through a movie to watch. It really isn't.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I had to do it, and I'm sorry I did it.
So I will keep it on the mediocrity train here as we pull into the 2019 station and talk about Robert Rodriguez's Alita Battle Angel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Came out in 2019. It is 2 hours and 2 minutes long. It is a sci-fi action movie.
Wait, you couldn't chop 2 minutes to just make it 2 hours?
I guess not. Had to get in those extra. It's all, I tell you, two minutes easily going to be credits for all of the CGI artists.
That's fair. Film. They couldn't cut that.
Stars Rosa Salazar, the amazing Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly, who I also appreciate immensely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I like her.
The summary. After being reactivated, Cyborg Alita goes on a mission to find out who she actually is.
That's a weird mission.
That is a weird mission.
Find out who you is.
Yeah, well, it's her mission.
Oh, okay.
She's like, hey, we're going to find out who I is. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. And Christoph Waltz is like, why the hell am I in this movie? And he's reminded he likes a paycheck.
Why are your eyes bigger than mine?
Yeah, it's a weird movie. So my description of this movie is, and this is going to be all one word, more of a, can you fucking believe this shit? than an actual movie. It mostly sticks the landing of trying to convert and, you know, a good chunk of a manga and anime into a film. But it's kind of just a mess, to be honest with you. It's
okay.
Like somebody tried really hard, but like, how, like, you know, a Mythbusters when they polish a turd?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like Rodriguez was trying to do here. Where he's just like, I'm going to just bite off way more than I can chew and try to make it the nicest looking turd that I can possibly get. And, you know, I was looking at the scores, don't reflect my opinion of it at all, really.
Interesting.
IMDb, take a guess on IMDb. You had me guess.
All right. IMDb, well, they've been doing good. They've been in the sixes and sevens as of late. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say a 6.3.
7.3.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critical score.
They hated it. They had to have hated it.
Right.
50%.
61%.
Okay.
Audience?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. 83.
92. You're pretty close on everything.
I know how people think if I get the numbers right. That'd
so
be amazing.
What did I give it?
Oh, well. Well. I don't think you loathed it.
No.
So we're above like a 4.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
But we're probably under a 6. Oh, I'm going to say 5.5.
Very close. I gave it a 6 out of 10.
Oh!
It's not unwatchable. It is certainly. I could see why someone would enjoy it. Like, if I was a kid and I watched this, I'd be fucking in.
And that's kind of how I felt about Navy SEALs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like if I was a kid, I'd be like, fuck yes, I am so in for this movie. But as an adult, it's kind of like there's so much missing. A lot of the cool themes are really kind of removed just because time, they had to get it down. So it's just Cyborg has trouble dealing with human parts of cyborgism. But it looks real sweet.
There you go. Kids, make sure you're in touch with your inner cyborgism.
Yeah.